The Detroit Pistons are back in the loss column for just the third time this season after falling 117-114 to the Boston Celtics at TD Garden last night. This is your Sports Minute. With 12.8 seconds to go, the Pistons had a chance to take the lead, but Cade Cunningham had the ball poked out of his hands by Celtics wing Jordan Walsh. Derek White was fouled on the ensuing possession, and he made both of his free throws. The loss marks the team's first since October 27th when they fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers at home. It was an incredible run by the Pistons, establishing themselves as one of the threats in the Eastern Conference this season. Next up, the Orlando Magic in Detroit tomorrow, tip-off at 7:30. On paper, the Detroit Red Wings should have had no problem defeating the Nashville Predators, who came into last night's game not only with the NHL's worst record, but the NHL's worst goals per game average. But as the saying goes, that's why the games aren't played on paper. The Predators struck twice inside of a minute on two separate occasions in the third period alone, en route to a 6-3 victory at Little Caesars Arena, handing the Red Wings what was nothing short of a disappointing loss. Next up, the Tampa Bay Lightning at Little Caesars Arena tomorrow, puck drop at noon. Tuesday, the Lions announced that they have released three players from their active roster, defensive lineman Quentin Jefferson, cornerback Nick Whiteside, and nickelback Arthur Mollick, confirming a report from earlier in the day. These moves were presumably made in order to make room for multiple players returning from injury ahead of their matchup with the Green Bay Packers today. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. The Harbor Beach Pirates made short work of the Black River Harris Broncos in an impressive 40-0 win in their Division No. 8 state semifinal match at Park Family Field at Alpena High School on Saturday. The Pirates came out strong in the first quarter, scoring two touchdowns and never looked back as they dominated both sides of the ball en route to the lopsided win over the Broncos. The Pirates left Alpena victorious and are headed on to the Division No. 8 state finals at Ford Field, where they will square off against Hudson tomorrow. Both teams enter the championship game with undefeated records. Pregame right here on 102.1 FM starts at 8:30 a.m. with kickoff at 9:30. This is your Sports Minute.